Good morning. I'm Paul Bernane with three things to know from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. Number one, the weather, wind and rain. We're watching some storms this morning with damaging winds, flooding rains, and tornado potential. We're live with Todd Glickman this morning, and we're streaming on your phone and smart speaker with the radio.com app. Number two, the Trump re-election campaign has raised more than $30 million in the first quarter. That's as much as the top two Democrats, Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris, combined. Barack Obama's 2012 campaign, the last time a president sought re-election, had $2 million in the bank at this point in the campaign cycle, according to the New York Times. Number three, 35 frats and sororities at SUNY Buffalo have been suspended and are under investigation. After the injury of a freshman student from Portchester in a suspected hazing incident, the 18-year-old went into cardiac arrest and is in critical condition. Sports, the Islanders pushed the Penguins to the brink of elimination with a 7-3 win in the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Mets lost to the Braves 7-3. Yankees lose to the White Sox 5-2. And all eyes are on Long Island now after Tiger Woods' epic Masters win. The PGA Championship comes to Bethpage. Here's the weather after the storms move through. Some breaks of sun later on today with a high of 64 early on, but then falling temperatures. Tonight we're down to 43 for the low in the city, partly cloudy skies and blustery conditions. Tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy and breezy with a high of 65. Remember, you can check out more about the weather and read more about our top stories at WCBS880.com.